Hello.
Hi. Okay, I'm going to call them again.
Oh, okay. You're Abigail, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's Abigail.
I'll surprise
you. I need to introduce myself again. Okay, just a second.
If you are an applicant or authorized representative, please press 1. If you are a provider or are calling from an agency or nursing facility, if you need to send application information to us, you can fax it to 1-888-349-0264 or email it to paieb@maximus.com. You can also visit our website. Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Siobhan. Are you calling today for yourself or someone else?
Hi, this is Abigail from Family First Care.
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah, I'm on with Tarantula, the patient. He's right here.
I'm sorry, you said what was your name?
This is Abigail. Sorry. Okay.
So your first name for me?
Who are you asking?
Miss Abigail.
A-B-I-G-A-I-L.
A-I-L. Alrighty. And then for the consumer, may I have your last name?
Is that me?
Yes.
Shields. S-H-I-E-L-D-S.
And your first name?
Terrence. T-E-R-R-E-N-C-E.
Thank you for that. Your date of birth?
1-5-47.
And your address?
245 7th Avenue. Media PA, 19063.
Thank you for that. And do you give me authorization to continue this call with Ms. Abigail on the line?
Yes.
We were just on the phone with somebody else, and she got disconnected for some reason. I don't know, we were on the phone for a couple of minutes. We are trying to get an approval for Transit Home Care Services. It seems that something wasn't approved. Either it was a doctor's form, or we need to have a reassessment or an appeal. So we just want to get clarity on that, and like this, we can move forward.
Can I butt in here a second? I never gave
Absolutely.
My doctor a form to do.
The PCP form is the doctor's form, which was filled out.
Yeah, that, okay. So for the application status, it is showing that it is closed out because he was found clinically ineligible for the service. The form that we sent over to his doctor was completed. Everything there was good with that. It looks like... Let me see here. So he was denied by the Office of Aging. That's who denied him for service. So there was a denial letter sent out back in September of last year that would have needed filled out to file an appeal. I can resend them out. They don't have to grant it because it was over 30 days. He would be able to reapply again in September. August. As of right now, I can resend the denial letter to see if they will still overturn it for you.
But here's the thing. In September, I was told that I was eligible, but not for the whole service of full-time aid or anything like that. It was somebody for a few hours a week, or I don't know, 3 hours a day, a couple days a week, 7 meals, and a thing to, if I fall, that I can push a button, a life alert or whatever that's called. Mm-hmm. And if I needed any help taking a shower, and I it's hard, but I can do it. You know, it's just, and they said that's what I was eligible for. And the girl said, all right, it'll start, you know, you'll have things, the meals will start coming, blah, blah, blah. And then nothing happened after that.
Yeah, I'm not sure who you spoke with that gave that information. But from my side, I can see that it was.
Her name was Amisha something, but she's not there anymore. So I don't know if she just didn't hand in. I don't know. I don't know what happened. But I need some help a little bit. I don't want a full-time aide or anything like that. I just need somebody when I'm here showering, if I just for someone to be here. And I can't make my bed. You know what I mean? I can't because I can't breathe. I can't do stupid things like that.
So what I did here on my side was I did go ahead and get the denial letter sent back out for you. Once you receive that letter, you can fill it out and mail it back in to see if they will agree to have the hearing for the appeal. If they don't, then you would be able to reapply again in August.
In August. I'd have to wait till then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Correct.
Oh,
yes.
Geez. Okay. All right. All right.
Uh-huh.
So am I clear with you?
Was there anything else that I may be able to help with?
I may need help. And now in this process, I've gotten cataracts and I can't see. So I wouldn't be able to fill out anything. I can't even, the other day when I sent out some texts, I did them all upside down. So I shouldn't be able to do that. I should be able to do that with no problem, but I have to get my eyes fixed. So, all right. Let's just go with what we can do. You know what I mean? Let's try.
Not a problem at all.
Some help. Okay.
Absolutely. I did go ahead and get that letter mailed out for you. And was there anything else that I can help out with?
I can't think of anything.
All righty. And would you like to participate in the survey today?
Sure.
All righty. Well, I do want to thank you again for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker Line. You have a great rest of your day.
What is the name of the program that you are currently enrolled in?
Press 1 for Community Health Choices. For Life. Press 3 for OBRA. Press 4 for Act 150. Press 5 for Not Currently Enrolled in a Program.
What were you saying?
Yeah, I think.
What is the name of the program that you are currently enrolled in?
I'm going to call you back.